You mentioned really good writing, how it affects you. What is your writing process like? How do you sit down and write a song?
Well, no, I try to avoid writing as much as I possibly can. It happens very instinctually for me. I sit down, I play a chord, and I sing a melody, and I have a song. And then you have to write it down and organize it. And the other day on my birthday, I was in the English pub down the road, and I hit the button on my iPhone that records voicemail, you know, kind of voice messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd written a song on a guitar last year, and I'd forgotten about it completely. And I listened to this thing on my birthday, and it was really good, you know, it was strong, and yet it was sitting in my phone for a year unnoticed. I try to avoid it as much as I can, because when you go to it, you know, it's very revealing, and you have to look at yourself in the mirror, and you have to tell the truth if it's worth anything, you know. And it's kind of heartbreaking in some songs, and it's full of joy in the other. It's full of life, you know. But it's a ride, you know. It isn't easy. It's not simple. And if it's any good, it's not comfortable. Art shouldn't be easy. Art's meant to rock your world. It is. Art is not meant to be a pastime. It's meant to open the door and show you something that you've never seen. And it happens a lot. You know, people make great art all the time. Unfortunately, it's a business. And so there's equal amounts of stuff that isn't important. It's ephemeral.